Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
I don't know if that gut feeling of me saying this isn't my person is going to go away.
I don't think I've been this blindsided before.
Dude who's duffing you is wearing suspenders? Him.
Yeah. Him.
My doctor had suggested that maybe he should get nudicles.
You have a doggy?
Yeah, I don't think Lucy would look good with any size nuts.
Oh, yeah.
You literally bummed me out over a $10 service charge for a salad.
You're an idiot.
Oh, and I don't want you at Sir.
Are they arguing about a salad surcharge? Are you kidding me?
This is crazy.
What is he doing? What? No.
He said I gotta protect my kids.
Put your kids in the house.
Slide in bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Morgan is off, so our fave Jackie Schimmel is back again.
Yeah.
Thank you for having coming back to us.
Every time, Nina.
Hunter's
every time.
Here.
I am here.
You look very HGTV today. You look like you're gonna go build a little deck.
Thank you so much. You look like a puzzle I'd like to solve.
Okay. That, so I'm here.
It looks good, yeah.
All right, you guys, let's get started because we just witnessed the most pathetic breakup in Bachelor in Paradise history. So Noah told Abigail that he was falling in love with her, but then the very next day, y'all, he dumped her.
I'm like, well, maybe it could work out, but then I still have that, you know, that gut feeling where I'm like, this is not your person. Like, you can love somebody but not be in love with them.
I don't know if I'll be able to get to where I want to be, and like, I don't know if that gut feeling of me saying this isn't my person is gonna go away. I don't lie about anything, but I do realize that, like, me saying all these things is me ultimately just fighting this gut instinct of, I don't know if this is my person, but I wanna make it work.
I don't wanna hear it again.
I was actually thinking the same thing. It's such a cliche, like, this is my person. Like, he heard somebody say it, now he's repeating it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Give me a break.
And the outfits, I can't. Getting dumped in a turquoise bow.
Right.
Well, I think they're doing like an 80s prom thing. Oh. So it's like a theme. Imagine that, being dumped on an 80s themed prom night on Bachelor in Paradise.
And not only that,
so bad.
The dude who's dumping you is wearing suspenders, him.
Him.
My guess is they had sex. You know, he said, I'm in love
for
with
sure.
you. They had sex, and then he realized,
sex, and that's what
for
it was.
Sure.
Oh, ooh.
He
coming
secured the goods,
senses.
And now he's out with his suspenders.
Yeah.
Because it can go one way that first time. He either goes berserk, and he's climbing up your second story window. That's actually happened to me. Or...
really?
Yes. Nina. I had somebody climb through my window one time, because I wouldn't let them in.
Because of that good?
Yes.
You say that again. Let's talk about Khloe Kardashian. So her ad for Good American Jeans was apparently deemed too sexy by some networks, but you know what? We can show it, so y'all take a look.
It's just different this time. I feel good. I feel sexy. Like I don't have to keep looking. I think I found the one.
Girl, this was too racy for TV?
I don't think it's that bad.
I'll let y'all say what you think, and then I'll tell you what I think.
Well, I think people, one, were upset. They're like, why does she need to not be wearing a top if it's a jeans commercial? And I say, well, that helps you focus on the jeans, right? We're all on the same page about that.
Yes, true.
I just don't believe that her covering her boobs with her hair was too hot for TV. Khloe apparently isn't commenting, but a rep for the brand confirms that the commercial was rejected for TV in its original form, so it's being revised with less skin.
Interesting.
So you're gonna take her skin off?
Whatever. The jeans are good though.
Are they?
They look good.
They have good jeans.
Good enough to wear in bed? I think that's a bad commercial.
Oh, you know I'm triggered by that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so I can't wait to hear what Material Hunter has for this story because Jake Gyllenhaal just opened up about his 7-year-old dog's testicles on The Tonight Show.
Well, yeah, my doctor had suggested that maybe he should get nudicles. Do you know what those are? They're prosthetic testicles. So I said no.
Of course, yeah.
Of course. And then I was like, well, what do they look like? I had to figure out insane. What size they were.
Well, you let the dog choose.
The dog has, he's a German Shepherd. He has German Shepherd size testicles.
What breed did you go with for the nudicles?
Well, obviously the Chihuahuas.
Hunter, look, you have a doggy.
Yeah, I don't think Lucy would look good with any size nuts.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
But
it is a girl.
I think, for me, like, if I ever lost my nuts, that would be devastating.
What, really? I don't really care.
Not a big ball girl?
That's a good question, Nina. Not a big ball girl? That's a good point. Let's find out.
I just wanted to know where you were going with that.
Really? I'm just saying, if I was dating a guy and he didn't have his balls, I wouldn't care.
You would.
I wouldn't
not
care.
A big ball
less
girl.
Less work for me later.
Agreed.
Let's get right to the main course. I always got to deal with these appetizers, move these things out the way. Yeah, one thing there, one and done. I'm here for it.
Well, see,
I feel that.
The problem for me is, not to brag or anything, but I have had multiple doctors say, could you cough again? I'm done with the exam. I'm just impressed.
Oh, please.
I've been with one girl who was very openly in love with
balls.
Testicles.
Okay.
Yeah, she was like the shape, everything. She was like a connoisseur.
Oh. What's the people who like the wine with a sommelier? Yeah, she was a sommelier.
She's a balier.
She's a balier.
Moving on, Gabrielle Union wants everyone to know that she loves the strip club.
How much is the most you've ever dropped in an evening at one of those places?
Oh, my business manager's like, I don't know, probably 10, 20,000? You don't really think about it because the booze. And you just want to make sure all the ladies go home with a little something.
$10,000 or $20,000? Yeah. Oh my God, wow.
Are you guys big strip club connoisseurs?
No, I've dabbled. It makes me a little sad. I don't have 20 G's to drop, so it's not like a work of philanthropy when I go. unfortunately, I have gone to a male strip club recently, which was just fruit of the loom. Talk about balls. No, thank you.
How much do you think you spend at the strip club at the most?
I think like $500, $600 at a strip club
that's
for like
decent, I feel like.
Yeah, that's
a few dances and then... And
chicken
then
tenders?
Some chicken tenders, $80 chicken tenders. And then the one thing is I went when I was young, and so like the time where I spent that much money, because at the time I was thinking to myself, I must be getting close to her actually loving me in terms of how much money I'm giving her. Turns out she didn't love me at all. She was just a stripper.
It is fun in the moment, but it's better to go with really rich people who give you money to throw.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We're going with Gabrielle Union next time.
Yeah, I do know someone who went, I won't say who they went with, but they went with someone who was really, really famous, and he gave each of his boys $30,000 to spend at the strip club.
Drake.
No, I'm not going to say who it was, but he gave, it was like 10 friends, and he gave everybody $30,000. And the guy that told me about it was like, he said he waited until everybody got really drunk, and he pocketed like $20,000. And then he spent like he was like, yeah, you know, he was like, I kept like $20,000. I needed the money.
That's better than what I did. I just go onto the center of the floor, and I start scooping up as much as I can.
All right, we got to take a break. But coming up, a reality star has a tough time controlling his emotions. Plus, a trashy way to catch a wild animal. That's next.
Oh, what could that be?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So the season premiere of Vanderpump Rules was last night, and the battles have begun. So Max and James had an argument over splitting the check at a restaurant. Their attempt to reconcile turned into a roller coaster of emotions.
Well, we both took that pre-workout pill. Well, then how come I was fine? Made me hype and alpha male, and that's what the pill is meant to do. I haven't taken it since that day.
Why was I totally chill?
Well, you know what, Max? You weren't totally chill, actually, because you literally bummed me out over a $10 service charge for a salad. Like, you
were... Okay, you're getting hyper. You're a f***ing idiot. Stay out of surf.
And you've got nothing in you, Max. You're just the boring little boy.
Why would I treat my friend like that? You know, if I really do care about someone, why do I make these decisions?
Can't with him.
Are they arguing about a salad surcharge? Pardon? Are you kidding me? He is such a ragey little bitch. I want to slap him.
Get him.
There, I said it.
I did a pre-workout for the first time a couple months ago, and I was like, holy. Like, what is this
stuff?
It
jacked you up?
I think I painted something. I drove, I did stuff and I thought it was 6 hours. It had been 6 minutes.
This is me on the way to the gym after taking some pre-workout. Like, before the pre-workout, I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna go to the gym. And then in the car on the way to the gym, I'm like, Well, I'm like,
it's
losing
so true.
My
like
mind.
I was like, I took a pre-workout before I saw my trainer. I saw him and I was like, can we get an extra hour? And he was like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah,
you're doing like high knees
on
the way in.
It was a whole mess. I ended up hurting my toe. But anyway, it's not the best thing. But are y'all splitting a check when you go out? Like, are you a split the check kind of person? Are you guys nitpicking over that kind of stuff?
No,
it's the worst. You go out with six girls and you're like, well, I didn't have any of the crab cake, so my bill's gonna be $3 less.
Yeah.
Stay home.
Yeah.
If you have to do that, if you have to mince the check to a $10 salad surcharge and then you're crying in your boss's kitchen like a little bitch ass, stay home.
So true. Are you a split the...
Never.
Don't lie.
I've never split the check with anybody.
We split the check before, liar.
We ordered separately. That was the thing. We were at a restaurant, we ordered separately. But then when I took us out to a nice restaurant, I paid. And I was happy
to. Yes, he paid. When it was a cheaper restaurant, I had to send him money.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Funny. The truth comes out.
I'm a more like, I got this when you get the next one.
Me too.
If it's like me and a couple girlfriends, if it's a big table, totally. We all just throw our cards there and just, you know, but also me and my girlfriends act like we're drug dealers when we go out to eat. So don't listen to me. You would think it's Tupac and Biggie at the table, honey. We're spending all this money, honey. But,
all right,
you guys, we have to check back in with the mess that is Johnny and Bao on Lifetime's Married at First Sight. So Johnny wants Bao to be a little bit more of a freak in the bedroom, and this is what Bao wants.
What do you think we need to work on?
More cuddles.
What else do you need from me?
You're not initiating anything. I'm getting nothing.
Man, cuddles is hard. We fall asleep at different times. We're both very hot temperatured body people.
Mm-hmm.
So if we cuddle for like 3 minutes, I'm sweating. You're really hot.
I've tried and pushed and stretched myself in so many ways throughout this process. Give me something, please. Throw me a freaking bone.
This ain't gonna work out. This ain't gonna work. They don't want the same things. Like he is literally impossible to deal with, I feel like.
They seem so in love and happy. Good for them.
Feels like they should have not gotten married at first sight. This might be the biggest argument for why that doesn't work. But I will say, I don't love cuddling to fall asleep. Like when someone wants to be like, let's spoon to fall asleep. I'm like, it's never gonna happen. You're warm and there's hair in my face. I mean, literally inhaling nose hair as I'm trying to fall asleep. My arm's dead. It's been dead for 2 hours and I can't move it. But I don't mind cuddling. I like the idea of like post-coitus.
Oh gosh.
Don't you wink at me like I'm
I winked at
I
everyone.
Like that.
I winked at both of you.
Yeah, don't wink at me either. Are you a big cuddler?
No.
You're
I'm
not.
Like, don't touch me. My husband though
oh,
likes to cuddle.
Oh, that's
yeah,
so
he
cute.
Does.
Like to when you fall asleep?
Oh yeah, he really? Is like one of those men that would like to like fall asleep holding hands like
this. Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Is it?
But okay. I am kind of one of those people that I like to cuddle on the couch. Like if you know, I'm affectionate, but I do kind of like my own space when I sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's the warmth thing for me is really big. I'm a cold sleeper. And bodies are warm.
It is, at night too. Like, I just feel like, I don't know why everything feels hotter at night. You know?
A good strategy would be to set the thermostat like 3 degrees, 4 degrees lower.
Yeah.
If you know your partner wants to cuddle. And that way you're almost like, it's just a survival thing.
That's so romantic.
It's just like, if you gotta make it Antarctica to cuddle, just don't do it. Yeah. I don't know. It just doesn't work for me. But to each his own, I don't think they're gonna make it either way.
No.
All right, you guys, another day, another crazy story out of Florida. A man found an alligator. I just can't get over the fact that alligators are just roaming around in Florida.
It's alligator season
like,
right
what
now.
What world? I can't even believe there's a season for alligators. This is just crazy
so terrifying.
To me. But whatever, a man found an alligator in his yard in Florida, and he came up with a creative way to catch it.
This is a really bad idea.
Oh my God. This is crazy.
What is he doing? What? No.
Cheering for me.
Sweating.
I was nervous. He had on slides and socks.
No, not good.
There is nothing more Florida than catching an alligator in your slides and socks and your do-rag.
True.
I just love that, like, it looks like the alligator's gonna get away, and then the guy goes, no, boop, right there.
That was what got him when he hit him on the head with the lid.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I really would have just ran. And you notice no one else helped because you hear other men in the background. Nobody stepped in.
They're not even close.
Like,
look.
There's no one even in the background.
No, he's a hero, this man.
I would lose my if I saw an alligator at the zoo. It's just scary to me, you
the
know?
Glass, yeah.
I
think you'd handle yourself well if you saw an alligator and you—
Really?
You know, yeah, you were trying to protect me or something.
Protect? Okay.
Look at that.
Protect you. Oh. Yeah, it's oh Ew. No, baby.
But this is so this is an alligator. He's a support animal.
What?
He's like a registered emotional support animal. This is real.
Shut up.
And he walks around on leashes. He can go on airplanes.
What?
Everything. Yeah.
Apparently, does he still have his teeth?
Yes, he still has his teeth. Apparently, he's never bitten anything. Like, he's not
sure.
A fighter. And it's this guy's emotional support animal. And you're never going to guess where this guy lives. Florida.
All right, we got to take another break. But coming up, what would you do if your entire school saw your mom naked? Plus, how much therapy would you need if your parents live streamed your birth? That's next. Welcome back. Apparently raising kids can make you crazy. That's why none of us have any, but that is not stopping us from giving advice. So who is ready for mental parental? A pregnant woman has a bizarre problem. The woman's mother wants her to live stream while giving birth.
Oh.
It's because the hospital won't let the family into the delivery room due to the pandemic, but the daughter is refusing to give birth on Zoom, and now her mom is heartbroken. She wants to know, what should she do?
I mean, I barely want to be present for my birth, so I can't imagine having your iPhone up in your labia for your family members. That's going to be a hard pass for me. No, thank you.
Also, Zoom, I don't really trust Zoom. I feel like you're like one letter away from an 11th grade class accidentally logging into your uterus, you know?
Whoa.
It's just, I wouldn't want my parents, and even if they were allowed in, I wouldn't want them in the birthing room, like maybe in the lobby.
No.
But, like, you know, it's a long process.
Yes. What, are you going to set up your ring light and put your cross?
That's horrifying. Oh. Women go through so much. And then your period comes back.
Oh.
Like, I mean, can we at least be like, oh, hey, she's been through enough.
And then you got to raise the thing. It's terrible.
All right, Nick, proud parents love to show off their kids' artwork unless it's a nude painting that your son made of you.
Oh, boy.
I can't even read the rest of this. Look at this painted child.
Oh, no.
Apparently, this woman's child drew this about his mom naked, and it showed to the whole assembly. Commenters want to know how the teachers let this go, but I can understand how it could be misconstrued that she was just wearing clothes. It's just kind of a circle.
It's very artsy.
What do the clothes look like? Are they flesh-colored with nipples on them? I don't think there's any chance.
Well, that could have been polka dots.
T- two polka dots.
Is she wearing boots? Placed?
Does she have boots on? The mom doesn't have anything to be embarrassed about except for wearing boots while she's naked.
Odd. Yeah. Odd choice.
That is
weird selection.
Oh my God. Oh boy.
Oh no.
Did you draw this of yourself? Is that a lemon?
That's it's like an orange tree. So I painted myself nude.
Oh my God.
For a video. And
I all those abs.
Nina, don't you lie. You know
that. Oh
those
my
abs.
God. Is that Lucy behind you?
So that I drew a little statue of Lucy on the corner and I covered her in vines because it's kind of like classic Greek mythology.
What are you, Yolanda Foster in her lemon orchard?
You're a sick puppy, I gotta say. All right, let's move on. That's a lot to process. A lot of kids don't want to go to school, apparently, but according to a viral post, this kid sabotaged his mom's car.
So he did this to get out of school, which means when I was watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off to learn how to pretend to be sick, this kid was watching Sopranos. And he was trying to figure out how to get out of second grade. You know what it reminds me of? Like a prison shank.
Yeah. He shanked the hell out of that tire.
Like it was a real quick like, and then you throw the knife and you leave.
Like he whittled his toothbrush.
Yeah. Have you guys ever damaged any vehicles as a kid?
I feel like I put oatmeal on someone's like car at one point in time while it was
like
raining, like a prank. But no.
I never thought of that. Oatmeal while it's raining.
Very inventive. Yeah, it's a good one.
That's pretty good. I worked at Starbucks when I was, it was my first job, and we had a car war with me and a guy who worked at a neighboring store. We were buddies. But I grabbed the jugs of white mocha and I stood on top of his car and I poured the white mocha everywhere.
What?
You don't realize is white mocha stains your bumpers around the car because he had like a little truck and he had white topped bumpers for the rest of the time he owned that car.
Did you pay for it?
No.
No, they were still bumpers.
Oh my gosh.
They worked.
It's not your problem.
I've never really messed with anybody's car. Did I?
You have told us stories where
I said I was there. I didn't say I did anything.
It's different.
I just witnessed some stuff. You know, I may have been a lookout. Anyway, it's time. Jackie, thank you so much for hanging out and joining us again.
Thanks.
All right, you guys, we will be back tomorrow night. Make sure you're sending your DVRs. Bye.
Send those DVRs.